Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by our friends at EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in D.C. area. EMP180weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning. February 27th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning, Johnny Cake Stallville.
Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That is the foursome, as always. If you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines at 800-636-1067. You can text us on the same number, Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message data charges may apply. And you can tweet us at Junks Radio. Talk some Wizards today with their head coach, Scott Brooks. He will join us at 8. Wizards in action tonight against Milwaukee. Then they've got Golden State. The schedule does not get easier for the Washington Wizards, who've won 2 of 3 since the All-Star break.
What is it? They have 13 straight against playoff teams or teams that are currently set to be in the playoffs? Something
I know
like
at
that.
The All-Star break, looking at their remaining season, they're the third toughest schedule in the NBA. So they play a lot of tough teams.
I think it's 13 straight.
Wouldn't
against teams that are currently qualified for the playoffs.
Well, let's look at it.
I think, boys.
Look that up while you're
might
looking
be 13
up.
Out of 14.
Milwaukee, obviously tonight.
Need to
playoff.
Let people know that it's now time for the cash flash. This hour's code word, write it down, is simple. Text simple to 72881 before 7 a.m. for your chance to win $1,000 in this multi-market contest. That is simple to 72881. Message and data rates apply. The next cash flash is at 7 a.m. And I believe our friend Pedro, a.k.a. Pete Medhurst, will give you that during his update.
Next
yes,
five.
This is the only one that we do on our show.
Correct.
The rest is during the update.
Next five at Milwaukee tonight, obviously. And then you got four straight homies.
Mm-hmm.
Golden State, Toronto, Indiana, Miami. So
All playoff teams. Although Miami's at the bottom.
Yeah, and it's a home game.
Bounced out.
I think, I thought I had heard that 13 straight. Maybe it's 13 out of 14. Whatever it is.
Well, just looking at it,
stretch.
Looks like a lot of playoff teams here, so you might be right.
Yeah. Tough stretch.
Then they go on the road again. So, yeah, I mean, it's not gonna stay easy for them.
You know what's weird? I want them to win. Who's kidding who? But I almost wish they'd come back to earth a little bit so everybody would just stop with the stupid narrative that they're better without John. Do you know what I mean? Because all the winning does is just increase that, chatter.
The buzz. Buzz builds on that storyline.
And it is kind of silly. But it is what it is. They're playing good team basketball right now.
Yeah, well.
Definitely look like a
different
team.
Just based on the schedule, that might happen.
Yeah, if you want a loss, the game against Golden State, that looks to me like a loss. I don't care where they play, whether it's here or Golden State.
I saw this stat yesterday, and I retweeted it. Thomas Satoransky's defense, analytically, is off the charts. And that may be a big difference, too.
I wonder why. Just because of the big size. Harder to get around.
I think he's maybe putting a little more effort.
He's pretty long.
To be quite honest, more effort on pick and rolls where John dives under. John's great at shot blocking, but not necessarily a great on-the-ball defender.
And I always mock the shot blocking because that just means he was beat down the court. He's just catching
Well, a lot
behind.
Of times he's doing that on help defense,
it's
too.
It's true. Still.
But Sato, he just gives effort on that side of the ball.
Yeah.
He just does.
Also on the show today, Ken Pomeroy is going to join us. We're talking more and more college basketball on the show. Ken Pom will join us at 9:20 as we start kind of looking towards March Madness. Virginia Tech was probably going to be an NCAA tournament team anyway, but probably solidified it last night with that win against
Yeah, I mean, Duke. They were in, but that was just a really good win. And two bad turnovers by Duke. Grayson Allen and Kerry Trent in the last minute and a half. Duke had a 5-point lead with about a minute 40 left and lost that game. And Coach K was salty dog.
Yeah, I'm sure he was not happy about that.
I guarantee he was pissed at his players, but he was pissed at the refs for a bunch of different reasons. But, man, that's a bad loss when you're up five.
That's three straight wins versus top five teams for VTech.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
They got a good resume, and that's a tough building to play in. And, look, if Duke just puts a body on Chris Clark in that last bucket, they win the game. But no one did, and he had a little putback.
He was wide open underneath the basket.
Good win for the Hokies.
By the way, back to the Satoransky thing, the stat which I retweeted kind of has who he's faced each time and how they shot against him, how many they scored, assists, turnovers. And just recently, for example, Satoransky was matched up against J.J. Redick, who was 1-for-6 from the field in individual matchups, faced George Hill from Cleveland, who was 0-for-8 when matched up against Satoransky. And then if you just go back through this stretch, when he's matched up against players, they're shooting 33% against him. So maybe it's height, maybe it's effort. And then
the offense, he's
not putting up spectacular numbers, but he takes care of the ball.
Yeah,
he doesn't
turn
turnovers.
Yeah.
He's had a couple spots, though. Right, he had 17 in one game, and then I think he had 21 or 23 in one game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he's had a couple spots.
Taken a few years for him to get comfortable, and now he seems to be totally playing, great.
So I see you have your DeMatha
correct
sweatshirt.
Big win last night.
Mm. Big win for the Stags. First time they've won the. It's hard to believe, but it's the first time they've won the WCAC since 2011. It's been a while. Been a little bit of a drought. They're always right there, losing in the. The conference tournament, the finals.
Who did they play?
They beat Gonzaga last night. 1-point victory.
And they've had struggles against Gonzaga over the last 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great league. It's the best league in the country. With Gonzaga, always formidable. Paul the Sixth this year was unbelievable. They went 18-0 in the regular season. St. John's is always good.
So this is like college basketball where you win the tournament at the end.
Well, you're the champion.
You win your conference championship.
Paul the Sixth.
We were second in the regular season. We were 14-4. Paul the Sixth was 18-0.
Paul the Sixth won the regular season title.
And
DeMatha wins the conference tournament.
Yeah.
Which is huge.
Yeah, it's just big for DeMatha. It's the 40th time, I believe, that DeMatha has won the WCAC or WMAC.
Highlight. You guys have some big white left-handed center.
Hunter Dickinson.
Yeah, he's a big case sophomore.
Seven-footer.
He's a sophomore that's seven feet tall. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. He's 16.
And they just reload. The talent.
Is he going to keep growing?
I don't know about that. The talent that goes through there is just unbelievable. If you look at the number of guys that they put in the league the last few years, it's just, Fultz last year. He's got his struggles, but I'm sure he'll pull through somehow.
Quinn Cook, he's getting some run with
Quinn Cook's getting some run. Victor Oladipo, Jerian Grant, a couple Grants.
You know what's great about DeMatha this year is that they're young.
All five starters.
All those kids are all back next year. And winning a conference championship can only help recruiting.
As somebody said that they interviewed in the Post, one of the AAU guys, around here in D.C., it's the Redskins, and then it's high school basketball. And that really is true in a lot of ways.
I think St. John's won the girls' title.
Yeah.
WCAC. They got a stout program, too. But
yeah.
Big win for Mike Jones and the Stags over there.
Yeah, it was awesome. So I want to thank Samantha Pell, who I was following on Twitter, was giving the update.
Yeah, she was at she covered it for the Post, right?
Yeah, I couldn't go out there. I mean, you got to go out there. You got to go like an hour or 2 hours early just to get your seat. It's just too much running around.
And parking over at Bender over at AU is just a nightmare.
You got to park like 6 blocks away.
Oh, there's nowhere to park?
Yeah. Yeah, you street park is what you end up doing, and it's just a nightmare. So I decided to pass.
That's why you do this.
Box score breakdown.
Well,
you get the box score.
You find
score.
Somebody to follow on Twitter. Luckily, I found Samantha last night. And pretty
not gonna trek out.
Hey,
the
pretty exciting game, back and forth.
If I didn't have to get up at 4, I'd have been there.
Yeah,
I believe our alma mater is pretty good. Cakes. I just looked up Eleanor Roosevelt.
How would I know?
I don't follow it, but it says here Eleanor Roosevelt over the past 10 years have won 6 regular season finals, 3 county chips, and 2 state chips.
That's pretty.
Yeah, they really blossomed.
Pretty good.
But their former coach is the guy that's over at Paul the Sixth. Glenn Ferrello used to be at Eleanor Roosevelt. But anyway, props to the DeMatha Stags.
Yes, sir.
It was very cool to see that last night. So unbelievable league. Anytime you get a chance to win that, that's just crazy.
Well, we'd much rather watch that than the Capitals because I put on the Capitals. It was right around 7:20 when I got home, and I think they were already trailing 3-0.
4-1 in the first.
3-1 because Ovi responded after the first Columbus goal quickly, and then it went downhill from there. It
was called Holpe after the first period.
Yeah. He allowed 4.
Ooh. He's on a negative streak.
He's lost 6 straight.
Were those
by the
softies
way.
Or the defensive breakdowns?
I think the defense is more to blame than Holtz. I mean, I'm no goalie analytical expert. I'm not Neil Greenberg.
But based on what you saw, it was more defensive.
More defense than on Holtz.
Yeah.
I was listening to it on the radio before I popped on the TV, and on the radio, just they're describing basically point blank shots.
High danger shots.
And then here's
a
the
lot
thing.
Of them.
So right at the end of the first period, right, there was some sort of scrap, and Ovi got knocked down, bleeding on the ice. Wilson gets involved. And then they start out 4-4 to start the second period. I watched that. That's always kind of exciting. And then I think, did we have a 3-minute power play at
I
that
turned
point?
Away after. I was disgusted with the first period, so I didn't come back.
I watched that. And we had a bunch of chances. Just couldn't capitalize. I mean, Ovi had some good rips from his spot. Hit the post a couple times. They had some looks. They just couldn't convert last night. Just wasn't their night.
And of course, they made no deal at the trade deadline. Just looking at ESPN's description of the NHL trade deadline winners and losers, they have the Capitals in the losers column, and part of it is. That the teams around them contending all made moves.
Yep.
Which I guess they deem positive. I mean, you never know. Because last year, I guarantee you, they said that the Caps were winners and they brought in Shattenkirk, and that didn't really work.
Right. Well, listen, they wanted to make moves. I mean, there was reported there in that last hour that they were involved heavily in some of these negotiations for some of these defensemen. But as McClellan said afterwards, it just got to be too expensive.
They were in on Carlson. They were in on McDonough from the Rangers, but they just couldn't pry those guys away.
Are you willing to pay the price? Tampa was willing to pay it. I think they gave up a bunch of picks. So that's the thing that's scary is Tampa Bay is the best team in the Eastern Conference, and they probably got better.
Uh-huh.
Based on what they did.
Listen, it's probably a smart move to hold back. It's not their year. Why are you going to go all in?
Why are you going to mortgage?
Why are you going to go all in when it's probably not their year? The way they're playing, does anybody think they're just a player or two away? Come on. It's probably the smartest move ever unless you get something
so
for cheap.
You have so many years with Ovi and
when's
Backstrom.
It going to be your year?
Well, it ain't going to be this year. Anybody want to bet?
Well, the real negative
person
would say.
Well, not when other teams get better.
The Caps have been
around. They weren't one player away.
The Caps have been around since the mid-70s, and it's never been their year. So why would all of a sudden this year be their year?
Where they're just stumbling and bumbling down the stretch, would you have any reason to think that they're one player away?
Again,
or even two?
The expectations, my bar is scraping the ground. Yeah. I mean, they couldn't be any lower for what this team's going to do possibly in the postseason.
I mean, I'm rooting for them. But,
I mean, I'll watch every playoff game.
Well, yeah, but you were feeling a lot better 2 weeks ago, and they had about a 4 or 5 point lead. Now they're down a point.
Of course.
Yeah, but all along we've said that, you know, their goal differential.
Why are the Flyers
poop?
So good?
I don't know.
God, they can't lose. Won again last night.
They just don't.
So the Flyers are now in first place?
Yeah. But the Caps will play that set. Now it's a back-to-back, and they got to travel from Columbus back home.
Yeah.
Which is always a pain in the butt to play back-to-back, but Ottawa sucks.
If Holpe continues to lose.
They
got to
beat Ottawa tonight.
Even if it's not his fault, and they get wins with Grubby, could they go into the playoffs with Grubauer being the number one?
He was hot.
I mean,
he was hot. I wouldn't put it past him. That happens with goalies.
If you're Trotz and you think that Grubauer is playing better than Holpe, and he gives you a better chance to win a playoff series, I know it's controversial because Holtby's the high money guy.
Wouldn't be if he was playing hot.
Yeah, then he might turn to Grubauer. I don't know.
If Holtby was losing a bunch and Grubby was playing great, that's what hockey's all about, finding your hot goalie.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't
know. But it's going to be tough for Grubauer to be hot behind a leaky defense. That was a leaky defense.
Squeaky,
about 4 in the first period last night.
But they're trying new guys. Like, just again, I was listening in the car as I was driving around, and I got home and already trailing 3-1 or whatever the heck it was, and they were trying new pairings last night.
Yeah, they're working in Kempney, and
I call him Jacob. I call him Jacob.
Jacob.
I call him Jacob.
The new guy from Montreal.
Jake.
They're assimilating them into the mix.
I'm looking at Ottawa. Ottawa's 7-22 on the road.
Well, they're the second worst team in the East.
And they're a -50 in goal diff.
Yeah.
And
Eric Carlson's salty he didn't get dealt to a contender.
And there you've lost 4 straight. I mean, tonight just gotta beat them. You just do. I know you'll be tired, you'll be a little gassed, but you gotta beat Ottawa.
Maybe your guy Hockey Boy is gonna have a play on that game tonight.
Oh, I'm sure he will. Curry had a couple last night.
You've been profiting off of that of late?
He hit a couple over the weekend that I hit. I don't get all the picks.
Yeah.
Sometimes Skippy doesn't send them to me, so I don't know what he had last night. But I did hit a two-game parlay in hockey last night. I took Columbus.
Right. Winner.
And I took, who did I take last night? Oh, I think I took the Flyers in a two-game parlay.
Nice.
Is the account overall up or down, like, in the last 6 months?
My account's up.
It is? Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Swole. Yeah, it's up slightly. I took a little bit of a hit over the weekend with the Tiger bet.
I think my account has 18 cents left in it. Down
and
in the lint.
And they won't let you place an 18-cent bet.
You can't. Like, even if you just have the nubbins, you can't place an 18-cent.
It's got to be minimum
I'm
of
guessing
what?
You probably have at least $1 or $2 min.
Because you need to just start doubling that up.
Right.
Well, add $1 and then place $1.18 on it.
It's a slippery slope. I don't want to keep adding
money
never, to that account.
So you're never going to add?
Yeah, I'm just going to leave it there. So it's only get the itch again. I get the itch again. You never know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got to talk to you about 5-Hour Energy. If you stayed up watching the Georgetown-Marquette overtime game last night.
I did not.
Marquette gets the win there. How about the Duke-Virginia Tech game?
No, Bachelor. The Caps are losing. Watch the Bachelor.
I actually stayed up and watched the Duke game. Whatever you watch, just don't shuffle your feet walking around the office like Bick does every single morning. Grab a shot of 5-Hour Energy to help you feel alert, ready to tackle the day. There's zero sugar, so you know it's not too sweet. And listen up, College Hoops fans. Right now, 5-Hour Energy is launching their Getting Back to 100% campaign with a unique twist on this year's College Hoops tournament. You've got the ability to swap your incorrect selections to correct picks during the tournament as the game is going on. You see an upset in the making? It's easy. Just swap the favorite out to ensure that your bracket is 100% correct. Go to wjfk.rtbrackets.com to sign up. That's wjfk.rtbrackets.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. Have any of you guys used the Monumental Markets machine today to pay?
I have not.
It had a kiosk.
Yeah, I hit continue and it worked.
I kept hitting continue about 100 times. It didn't work, so then I had to put my milk back in.
I'll be honest with you. I got it to work. But I know in the past when I'm sitting there and I'm fiddling and I'm fiddling and fiddling and it's not working. I leave and I take my item.
I thought about it, but I just put it back in.
What am I going to do? Put it back in there? I spent my 5 minutes trying in good faith to make it work. Yeah. I got my credit card out. I swipe. It's not working. Like two or three times, I've just said, F it, and leave.
I'm regretting
with
it.
With my item.
Because I'm eating
I'm
eating dry cereal. I'm eating cereal without the milk.
You should just. I can actually fix it. I mean, you know.
I hit continue. I know how to follow instructions. It's just.
We're just give your card to Anwan. Let him continue.
Well, that dummy can't figure it out. He's way too stupid.
Yeah. So I was doing that over and over and over again. I don't know. Maybe. I guess if it wasn't working before.
I got it working.
Technology foiled you. Technology won. JP Zippy.
How long has that machine been there?
Since day one.
Day one. So
a few years.
Couple years.
Yeah.
Still have not put one nickel into
that. That is
thing.
Remarkable restraint that you're showing
there. Is it it's just some sort of deal like you don't want to?
I mean,
you don't really. There's no need for it for you. You don't really eat anything.
I drink water out of the water machine.
You eat like fruit.
Yeah, and I got a couple of cereal bars.
What did you bring?
Some cereal bars. What are these?
He's always well prepared.
I don't even know. Makes
a mixed berry cereal bar.
Yeah,
sounds delicious.
I don't get real hungry until about 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Unless Bethesda Bagels comes with the tuna, and then I get really. I'm famished.
See the difference.
And
is,
I will pummel that stuff.
You get enough sleep. That you don't need all the caffeine that the rest of us are crushing. You know, you drink water throughout the show.
Mm-hmm.
Cakes, myself, JP doesn't drink caffeine. Drabby and Valdez and Adam were just pounding caffeine.
And do you have any extra 5-hour energy stored around somewhere? Are you hiding them somewhere?
I might need one for my next
what energy
happens to the
trip.
It's hidden.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we got
good.
You need to hide it.
Sev stash.
We'll show you the stash.
Good. Thank you.
All right. Should mention, coming up at 7 o'clock, we'll do the morning matchup, give you a chance to win some great prizes. We have tickets to see the Caps take on the Winnipeg Jets. That's coming up March 12th. We also have tickets to go see Imagine Dragons live in concert. So we'll do that at 7 o'clock. Right now, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page.
I got to tell you, I'm getting that wave again.
I'm
starting to get into a bad routine here, about 6:25 wave.
You had it yesterday.
I know. I couldn't make it through the segment. I'll see if I can make it through this one.
All right. We'll try and make this quick.
All right.
So we talked to some college hoops. Talked about Duke and Virginia Tech last night. Virginia Tech wins that game by 1 at Blacksburg. 64-63. Duke had a 5-point lead, about a minute 40 to play. Duke just didn't play very well last night. Did have the 5-point lead, but 2 costly turnovers down the stretch. Duke shot 8 for 28 from threes. Grayson Allen led Duke with 22, but he was 4 for 15 from threes. He had 6 turnovers, including 1 critical turnover in the last minute.
How many losses do they have this season?
They've got 6. They're 24-6. They're 12-5 in conference. So, it's a big win for Virginia Tech. Tech's going to the tournament anyway, but it was actually a very entertaining game.
A lot of people raised their eyebrows when Buzz Williams left Marquette to take the job at Virginia Tech, mm-hmm. but he took them to the tournament last year. He's taking them this year. He's building something down there in Blacksburg.
Yeah, I kind of get the feeling he won't be there very long if he keeps putting tournament teams
there. I don't
know,
but I mean, it's not very often that Virginia Tech goes to back-to-back NCAA tournaments in
He's
hoops.
Good coach.
Yeah,
and by the way, Duke has one of the players who is accused of accepting benefits, right? Wendell Carter?
Yeah, but it's not a lot. I mean, what was it, a few meals, maybe a pair of shoes? I mean, it wasn't a big deal. I mean, it's just not. I don't think they're worried about it. Anyway, so Tech gets that win over Duke. Kansas beats Texas 80-70. Kansas has won 14 straight regular season Big 12 titles, 14 in a row. That's an NCAA record. West Virginia starting to put it together a little bit. They beat Texas Tech by 10 at home, so they're starting to play better. Marquette comes into Georgetown and beats them by 4 in overtime. Georgetown's 15-13, 5-12 in the Big East. So they played some really close games this year.
They played a lot of close games.
They played a lot of overtime games, it seems. But
I saw a few minutes of it. I didn't realize Marquette's got a lot of whiteies.
Yeah, they do.
It's rare to see that in college basketball.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and they can
shoot. I want to say when I popped it on, they had 4 out of 5 on the floor. Like, whoa.
Yeah, that's a rarity. They were 18 for 31 from threes last night. And Sam Hauser had 7 of them, 7 for 8 from threes. All right, so conference tournaments started last night with the Atlantic Sun. The Big South and Patriot League start tonight. NBA, we talked about Anthony Davis. He had 53 last night. Oh, my God.
It's a monster night from him.
I believe in his last 6 games, he's had 40-plus 4 times.
I mean, without Boogie Cousins on the floor, all of the offense goes through eyebrow.
Oh, man.
And he just puts up eye-popping stats.
And they're actually playing better as a team moving up the standings. Yeah, ESPN has a stat here. They've won 6 straight, during which time Anthony Davis is averaging 41.5 points per game, 15 rebounds per game, and 3.2 blocks per game.
Yep.
So last night he was 16 for 29 from the floor. He went to the free throw line 26 times, hit 21 of them. 18 boards, 5 blocks,
plus
53.
The Suns are just woful at defending big men, especially. So that's just
at defending anybody.
It's a recipe for disaster.
Alex Len couldn't shut him down.
No, Alex Len couldn't shut him down, and Tyson Chandler's banged up with a neck injury.
How about Alex Len fouled out in 21 minutes?
I couldn't have been more wrong on Anthony Davis. I thought that he was going to peak at Marcus Camby.
Oh,
and Marcus Camby was a decent pro. I just thought he was a defensive specialist.
Nobody saw the championship game
when they won the championship in college. He wasn't scoring.
It doesn't matter. He's MVP caliber.
Yeah,
is what he is.
I didn't know
pros.
He could flat out shoot threes and do everything that he does.
Well, he didn't have to score. They had so much talent on that team. Mm. But he is a beast.
Yeah.
And on the flip side, Devin Booker had 40 in a loss for the Suns.
There's so many really good young big men, whether it's Anthony Davis or Porzingis,
Drummond,
or Greek Freak.
Yeah. Drummond's good, too.
Well, he's more the center. I'm talking about, like, these guys that
like
will stroke
hybrids.
The three.
Yeah.
Who would you go with?
So almost
number
like
one?
Stretch fives.
Would you go with Greek Freak or
Davis?
Would you go with Davis? Also, you got to throw in Carl Anthony Towns in there.
I think
I'd have to go Davis.
I think
he's 100 times out of 100 over Towns. I'd probably even take Davis over the Greek Freak.
Yeah.
Although he's an incredible player. But Davis is so good. I mean, how many players can put up 53 with 18 boards and 5 blocks? And I mean, that's just,
not many.
That's not good free
one
throw
or two.
Shooter. Bull sweat bet. Here we go. Loser last night.
We're still alive.
In Brooklyn by 17.
They're tanking.
They are tanking.
They're full on tanking. They're sitting Robin Lopez. They said, Lopez, you take a seat. We're going to play Cristiano Felicio or right. Felicio Cristiano. I'm not sure what the order of his names are.
Felicio is, I think, his last name.
David Nawaba's getting run. I mean, they're just trotting out.
What is the stat, Drabby, that you sent last night about the number of teams that have lost consecutively at the bottom of the NBA?
There's several teams tanking right now.
I don't know if it changed last night, but as of yesterday, the bottom teams of the NBA, I think the final 8 teams had a combined 44-game losing streak.
Ooh, we just have to hope the Bulls avoid those teams down the stretch.
And during the games, they said, like, at the end of a Mavericks game, when the game was tied, Rick Carlisle, like, pulled out all his sillies and just put a bunch of scrubbinis in there to lose the game.
Unbelievable.
Right. Remember I was talking about that? You got to watch out for the Mavs because they clearly are tanking. And in the fourth quarter, Carlisle puts in the poopy lineups.
I'm looking at the schedule. This Friday, Mavs at the Bulls.
Ooh.
That's a perfect spot for the Bulls to get a win.
That's a huge game.
monster game.
The tanking has gotten so bad, though.
That, damn
the Bulls, they've done a couple of things in the last month or so. So Zach LaVine wanted to come back a month before they allowed him to come back.
Uh-huh.
One thing. Chris Dunn apparently sat a couple of extra games. And then there's the story of Lauri Markkanen, who apparently was trying to get a flight for a game. I don't know why he wasn't on the team flight, but he was trying to get a flight to Sacramento for a game after a commercial flight was canceled. And even though there were other flights available, and it was more than 24 hours before tip-off, they said, nah, don't worry about it.
You stay home.
You catch us on the next one.
Right.
Against the Kings.
Yeah. Crazy.
One of the worst teams
in
the NBA.
Markkanen was in the bobsled over in South Korea for Finland. So he needed to catch a separate
flight. By the way, there's no way we win the bet. Because I'm looking at just the schedule, like the next 8 or 9. They play the Hawks. The Hawks are terrible. The Grizzlies go to the Bulls. The Grizz are awful.
But how many of those teams are actively tanking? I mean, clearly
probably all of them.
Yeah, I would guess the Mavs. Well, we know the Mavs are tanking.
Yeah, I mean they've said it.
Cuba came out and admitted it.
Yeah.
The Grizz, they have to be tanking at this point. And the Hawks, I mean, who knows whether they're tanking or not.
Right.
They're just so bad.
Mm. Well, the Bulls play back-to-back tonight. They're going to play in Charlotte. All right, so they're traveling from Brooklyn, going down to Charlotte against a pretty good team.
That should be a fat loser.
Should be.
You would think.
But it is the NBA. You never really know. Warriors went into Madison Square Garden last night, won the game 125-111.
You know who's putting
I believe the Knicks were up at half in that game.
It was close. It was like maybe by a point.
I think it was 64-63.
Yeah, and then they came out boat racing in the second half.
Yeah.
You know who's putting up numbers for the Knicks? A Wizards cast-off?
Hint.
I know who it is.
Backup point guard.
Trey Burke.
Is he really? What did he have last night?
I mean, I think he had at least 14 or 16
he had 18
off the bench.
Night. Yeah.
He had 30 the other night.
Yeah, he erupted the other night.
I always thought Trey Burke, it's another one I missed on. I thought Trey Burke was going to be silly.
He was your guy.
I thought Burke was going to be
silly. He's the well-traveled Trey Burke. He's been on Utah, the Wiz, the Knicks. Am I missing a team? He already had 3 stops.
You already said Utah?
Yeah.
That's
who drafted
him. Maybe one more.
Yeah.
But he had 18 last night.
Good for him.
All right, so we talked about the Caps. They got blowed out last night in Columbus.
They were blowed out.
5-1.
Are they basically winning every other game?
Made me turn on the most boring bachelor of all time, Ari. Ugh, he's the worst.
Does he stink?
Terrible.
What about the chicks? Are they entertaining?
They're fine.
Did he get down on one knee last night?
No,
wasn't the finale?
It's not to that point yet.
What happened with the smash suites?
Oh, he was definitely doling out fantasy suite invites.
Yeah.
And, of course, the one chick was like, I can't remember her name, but she was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know how this is progressing. I don't know if I want to do the fantasy suite. You know,
right,
I don't know
right,
if
right.
There's a proposal.
And then what ended up happening?
And then he sweet-talked her a little bit, gave her the fantasy suite, and she said yes!
And so does that mean that they smash?
I mean, I don't know if they were smashing.
Don't they follow up with it? And, then, you know, like there's like glowing music and everything?
Sometimes there is.
That's what you know.
They like to do bits with that sometimes.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether
I gotta tell you,
he smashed it last night.
If every other channel was out of order on my television,
yeah,
like 299 out of 300, and The Bachelor was the only show on,
yeah,
I still wouldn't watch it.
No, you watch the fantasy suite. I'm telling you, better.
I think I might do something crazy like read a book.
Your life's better.
You used to be into Zorro, yeah, Joe Millionaire.
100%,
hey,
you're right.
I remember, Jay, you remember being into Joe Millionaire and Zorro?
I don't know what kind of phase I was going through in my life.
I definitely remember you being into Zorro.
Did you watch Homeland?
I did.
What did you think?
Thought it was good. Carrie is so stupid sometimes. Why does she get herself in all these situations?
Because she's crazy.
She is nuts. I'll tell you what. She is a fantastic actress.
She's a very good actress.
Because she really plays that role.
Oh, I mean, she does crazy well.
I mean, I'm looking at her going, I think you really are bipolar.
Right.
I don't think you're just acting like that.
She is.
You know who else is really good? Rick.
Rick.
Did you watch Walking Dead?
Who's that?
Rick. I did watch Walking Dead. I think Rick's a little bit of an average actor myself.
Really?
That's just me.
Why do you guys sleep on Saul Berenson getting back to Homeland? Why do you sleep on Mandy Patinkin?
Let me ask you a question. Why didn't the FBI just firebomb that house where O'Keefe
was? Because there are kids there.
I know, but I mean, they had guns out. They're pointing guns at the FBI agents.
It's a delicate situation.
If that would have happened in real life, what do you think happens?
A tank probably crushes one of the walls of the house, and they're pumping tear gas in there.
Correct.
I would guess.
Anyway,
they're making
it
seem like Waco. That's what that little standoff's like.
Right.
Well, they lost in Waco. Koresh and all
the boys,
they lost.
They took a big L.
Yeah, they did. And what did they do to the house?
They ran it over with a tank, and it caught fire.
But I don't think
did Koresh and his boys, did they set it
on fire themselves, I think.
I don't think they believe the government handled it well.
Well,
so that's kind of what they're simulating
there. You got to get rid of those boys. Anyway, so the Caps are 1 point back of the Flyers now in the Metro because the Flyers apparently don't lose. They've won six straight, and they won again last night. So 77 points for the Caps, 78 for the Flyers. The Caps are back at it tonight, back home, back-to-back against Ottawa, who's 7-22 on the road. Yeah, 7-22
on the
road.
Need to bounce back. Maybe they just start. What if they start Grubauer just give him another.
I would be shocked if Grubauer gets a start tonight.
Yeah.
After Holtby's miserable first period last night.
Terrible first period for whatever reason.
And the Lux turned around because remember early in the season, Grubby couldn't buy a win.
Couldn't sniff a win.
He was playing pretty well.
Teams,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Turns out the defense just stinks. They stink on ice.
Which is what they expected when they lost like Alzner and they lost some of their top defenders. Isn't that what we expected heading into the season, that the defense wasn't going to be solid?
That's why they're adding docks left and right.
Yeah, except for the trade deadline.
Trade deadline came and went. I guess it was too pricey.
I don't blame them. If it's too pricey, does anybody think this is the year that they need one more piece?
I certainly don't.
Right. So I don't blame them.
I don't see them on the cusp.
But right. You just never know. Just never know.
Never know. That's what you got to hope for.
Catch fire at the right time.
I hope you're right.
Anything can happen. And I'll just throw this in there, Bick. I don't know if you want to save this for another segment. I'll just throw it in there. But the Vikings, according to Ian Rappaport,
I do want to save this.
Not expected to franchise Case Keenum, and they are going to, per sources, are going to target Kirk Cousins.
I'm not surprised, and I know that you know it's been reported for weeks that they probably weren't going to franchise Keenum. I am surprised that there's building consensus that that's the team that he wants.
I mean, if I'm Kirk, I'm looking in that situation with that defense.
And they have the same mutual interest.
I can throw the ball to Diggs, Thielen, and Rudolph, and Dalvin Cook out of the backfield. Oh, and I get to play at least 9 games a year indoors.
Right.
I kind of like that situation.
No. I get it from Kirk's perspective. I'm just shocked that they'll turn their back on three competent quarterbacks, and they feel like they want a different one. I'm just shocked.
Especially after what Keenum did. His injuries,
you can't trust Bradford. That's easy.
They don't truly believe in Keenum because couple weeks before, they were bounced out of the playoffs, they were talking about, well, if we're behind, we'll put in Bradford. He's a better passer.
Right.
I think it's pretty easy. I think it's a pretty easy decision.
They know Kirk's better.
It's tough to go away from Keenum because of what he did for you.
Yeah,
when you compare Cousins to Bradford with the injuries and he's older, he's out.
Bradford's out of the equation. You can't say healthy.
Cousins is better than Bridgewater. I mean, come on.
That's not even close.
And Bridgewater, again, injuries.
Yeah.
And then it comes down to Cousins, Keenum.
Yeah,
and
Cousins is better than Keenum.
I think it's a pretty easy decision for those guys.
Well, here's the difference, though. If you can get Keenum for, say, $10 million a year less, maybe you can't. But if you can, I would go Keenum.
If you want to chime
if it's
in.
It's just a cost-cutting thing, yes, but they're obviously not worried about that.
800-636-1067. You can always call us on the Hadid Carp Clean Lister lines on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. You know, Jason and I watched The Night Manager, and I told you yesterday that one of our listeners, Shola, said we should check out McMafia, which I hadn't heard of.
Uh-huh.
And then I watched Walking Dead yesterday, and I saw the trailers for McMafia. It looks very Night Manager-y.
It does.
It looks really good. So I recorded that yesterday to watch today.
I did. I watched that, and I also DVR. I'm watching The Alienist, which is on TNT.
I've seen ads for that.
See, that's a period piece.
Yeah, it looks kind of intriguing. It looks very like Jack the Ripper-esque.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
But
it's
I haven't...
good story, and the actors are good.
Yeah.
It's about a serial killer back in New York City back in the late 1800s.
Shouldn't you be watching that, Cakes? Weren't you doing spots
right
for it?
No, Richard, you're not listening to my spots. I did spots for Godless on Netflix.
Godless.
Which I watched start to finish, and it was very good. And that's not just me being a shill. It was actually very well done. Because it was a Western, and your boy Flakes doesn't usually do Westerns. Really well done. Jeff Daniels, good villain in Godless. There's an added value plug.
You know, Drab, yesterday when he was hyping up Queer Eye on Netflix?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I watched it yesterday.
Oh, you got size.
It's kind of silly.
Like glowing. You're into
it. It's really good.
What is it that you like about it?
I don't know. He's right about the people transforming themselves. From nubbers to sillies.
Like, do you think they could transform? Like, I consider you the bottom, like a nubber. Do you think they could transform you?
Yeah, I feel like they could transform a turd.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think they would solve like your
dandruff? Oh yeah, yeah. They got a silly groomer guy.
Stylist.
Yeah. So what do you think? How do you think all of a sudden they would reshape you and reform? Like, what would?
They would probably put me in better clothes.
Oh,
for
they
sure.
Throw all your clothes out.
So they would throw out all your clothes.
Maybe not all of them, but 90% of my clothes they would definitely throw out.
Every hoodie.
So
will
you be dressing like Ryan Seacrest or something?
Yeah,
or
I'd
you be all like metrosexual.
Wearing tight pants.
But that's not you.
And I'd style my hair, but maybe that's the person inside of me.
And that's it's
the better version.
They just have to find you. They just have to find that person.
This is you. You like that guy looks like he's works on the back of a dump truck.
Why don't we do that as a bit? We could do a drab eye or something like that.
Sure. I like
it's
it.
Nice to be part
you
of
watch
Fab
it.
Five.
You watch it.
What have Drab?
No,
remake?
Drab can't do it. He's not. He doesn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't listen to tips from Drab.
He can't transform that dog.
I can be one of the five.
We can do it in reverse. We find somebody who has style, which is hard to find.
There's nobody
Drab
around here.
Drab eye for the straight guy.
No, there's nobody around here that I respect.
Hey, that show has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
No, it would have to be an outside contractor. We couldn't get somebody that works at this building. It'd have to be a real legitimate like stylist,
or we take a successful person, and we make them a loser.
Right, that's, we could do the reverse.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Drab eye. Then you take somebody who's got style, and the next thing you know, they're wearing hoodies, sweatpants,
for all the freebies that we get. We just give them all the freebies.
Yeah. Who around here?
Could you imagine
partake?
If you saw Swenson, for example?
Yeah, we take Swenson,
and he shows up to work in a hoodie, sweatpants.
I mean, it's a funny concept.
Didn't shave for 2 weeks.
Steve Swenson, he's too silly to do that to himself.
Yeah,
he's not gonna subject himself to that.
Why are you wearing these expensive loafers, Mr. Swenson? Here, have these Hoka One ones.
Hey, those are expensive. What are you talking about?
Mr. Swenson, ditch that sports jacket. I have a hoodie that's advertising something on Discovery this week that you'd like to possibly try on for size.
Let's see if this Greg Norman hoodie will fit you.
Right. And you have to wear a hat. Must wear a hat.
Oh, yeah.
It's a must. You know, preferably a beanie.
Although you don't, ever.
It's kind of along the same line. So yesterday.
Small head.
Yesterday, again, I was watching, and I know no one here cares, but whatever. It's my life. I was watching the Street Outlaw show, and my kid came home from practice, and he was like, why do you? It's like, you know, it's just amazing. He goes, he started joking. I go, listen, I know. I don't know how to fix anything. I don't even really want to. I'm just kind of intrigued by all this stuff. He goes, you and your friends are, you guys are so boring. I go, JP doesn't know how to fix anything. Cake said not to fix anything. Lurch said not to fix anything. None of us know how to fix anything. He goes, you guys, all you do is just watch sports, sit on a couch, and, like, play poker.
That's the dream. Living the dream.
You guys have no life. And it was hard to argue. Like, he's like, you have no culture.
I'd have shot back. What do you fix?
what are you going to
fix?
You told me
he
can't even do dishes.
It's not that he can fix. I think his point was that we have very limited interests. And it was hard to counter it. It really was.
It's fine.
Yeah, that's probably correct.
Yeah. Because all you guys do is sit on the couch and watch sports.
Yeah.
And play poker sometimes.
Yeah.
Sounds like a pretty accurate description.
I mean, he was joning.
My routine
is pretty simple.
I'm either walking my dog or watching sports.
Right. Now, I could have said.
Or playing golf when I can.
I could have said, all you do is sit up in your room and play video games all day, you know, when you're not at school.
Could have shot right back.
You know, you're playing something.
Why Stevie Joning? Stevie Joning.
You're playing dumb Fortnite.
Those kids play
Fortnite
all the time.
A lot of Fortnite going on in my house, too.
And that's like the free game, right?
That show that game has taken over. In fact, my son, who was a big Madden guy, has played Fortnite. His cousin plays Fortnite. Everybody plays Fortnite, right?
Right.
It's a shoot 'em up game.
Yeah.
He said that everybody that did Madden YouTubes, they're now doing Fortnite. He's like, all the old Madden YouTubers, which is the whole thing. People have millions of followers. Yeah. Now they're doing Fortnite videos.
Yeah, I guess.
That's one of the phenomenons in gaming. We're not of that generation, but the fact that gamers watch other people game and will go on Twitch and feed these people money. There are people that make hundreds of thousands of dollars playing video games by having other people watch them play video games. Think of that.
No, believe me. I know that.
It's ridiculous.
You could have told Stevie, all I do is get up at 4 a.m. every day so you can go to a $50,000 school.
You go slay the dragon.
That's all I do.
Right.
Did you tell him that I'm the MGM National Harbor Poker Ambassador?
No.
Okay, that I have other interests?
No.
Okay, did you let him know that?
No, I just let him jump.
Fire that back at Stevie.
That's right.
You should write down that quote, put it in an envelope, put the date, and then 20 years from now when he's doing the exact same thing.
When he's just chilling, watching.
Hey, remember on February 26, 2018, when you said your dad just sits around watching sports on the couch?
I think he's a different kid. He doesn't really care to watch.
But you know what?
He's not going to be one of those kids.
If he would have said that to me, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, I wasn't fighting him. I was just kind of laughing.
Because that's right. That is my life. I mean, if my kid said that to me, I'd say, yeah, you're right. That's what it's come to.
But I apologize to him. I know. I said, I feel bad. I haven't taught you how to, like, I haven't even taught him, like, where to put windshield wiper fluid. The only thing I taught him is where his registration is in his car. That's about the only thing. In a glove compartment.
You need that.
You need to know that. If he got pulled over.
It's important.
Before I told him that, he'd have no idea.
Yeah. Right. The cop would have to go in the car looking.
You wouldn't even know what the guy was talking about.
I have an idea.
You know.
I taught my daughter how to put gas in her car. I felt like a great parent.
That is impressive.
Did you?
Yeah.
My kid was pulling out the car too quickly.
She was terrified. My daughter was terrified to go to the gas station.
Of the gas station?
Yeah.
She's afraid of the nozzle.
She's afraid of the gas face.
She wanted me to go with her for the first three times. She can do it now. Yeah. But for the first three times, I had to go with her.
What was she afraid? Just getting confused. Kids don't like to ask questions.
I mean, putting the card in and then, you know, debit or credit. I mean, she don't know all that stuff. Punching in the pin and then how much to put in. She just had no idea.
Oh, did you teach her to put in $5 at a time?
I should have.
The real squeaker
move. No, I let her fill it up.
Do you let her fill it up? Good.
Yeah. That's just less money or less gas I put in my car. Right. I let her fill it up.
That's true.
She has her own car, though.
She does. Courtesy of Priority Toyota.
Ah, very good.
Let's go real quick. Let's go to D Woods. D, what's up, buddy? You got about 30 seconds.
Love D Woods.
Oh, all right. What's going on, fellas? I was going to say, I don't own any gaming consoles, but my new favorite thing to do is get on YouTube and watch gamers play games. It's like watching a TV show. They have a Friday the 13th game. They have like a build your own summer car game. I mean, it's ridiculous the type of games that these kids are playing now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're geniuses. And they have like millions of followers. And
it's
I subscribe to them all. It's ridiculous. That was it, fellas. Oh, and I can make Drabby and Valdez stylish if y'all want.
Oh, that's a different them. That's going in a whole different
and
route.
You know what else D Woods is also a silly poker rail reporter from back in the day.
He's a what?
He was my poker rail reporter when we were doing the Aruba tournaments a few years ago.
Was he in Aruba with you?
No.
Up in Maryland.
He just came
live.
Out to Maryland. He was giving me updates on what the other donks were doing.
Oh, okay.
He just would tell Cakes. JP's about to blow his huge lead.
Poker informant.
I got you. You were staying abreast because you wanted to outlast us.
Yes.
The dumb trip.
Yes,
okay.
Ricky.
All right. Sorry. Didn't get it. Wasn't following you.
All he did was say, JP doubled his stack. Right. He's got 20,000 chips. You've got 10,000.
Like, JP, all he's got to do is fold, fold, fold. He's going on the trip. JP's going all in again. And I was like, oh, I'm done. And 20 minutes later, JP must, though.
Yeah, walk of shame. He doesn't have the patience.
It happens.
JP has the patience to play good poker for about two rounds, and then he's just
Then he ships a man.
I mean, I might have been stuck in Aruba. Apparently, PPC blew up.
Yeah, it's not a good ending.
Hey, he got his trips in, though.
He did.
I did.
How many trips did you go? Two?
Two.
Two. Yeah.
Supposed to go to a third, but keep getting mail from the bankruptcy hearings.
Yeah.
I don't know why am I on the list? Why am I getting that sort of correspondence?
As I said.
For the bankruptcy hearings for?
For the donks who ran that poker, poker tour.
Yeah, yeah.
Why am I looped in?
Aruba.
I don't know. I guess you're a plaintiff.
Greatly overrated with all of the... The iguanas. Oh, yeah. That'd just make your trip a nightmare.
All right, phone
numbers.
They
own the island.
800-636-1067. We'll do the morning matchup next. We have Caps tickets on the line. Also tickets to go see Imagine Dragons at Jiffy Lube Live. We'll play some Who Am I next here on The Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.